Hello, I'm Bill Cassidy, a doctor and United States Congressman from the state of Louisiana. The U.S. Supreme Court will soon rule on the constitutionality of the president's health care law, a law which continues to hurt job creation and damage our economy. Not only is President Obama's health care law not working, it makes things worse by driving up health care costs, making it harder for small businesses to hire workers. The only way to change this is by repealing Obamacare entirely. So unless the court throws out the entire law, we should repeal what is left and implement common sense, step-by-step reforms that protect Americans' access to the care they need from the doctor they choose at the lowest cost. In this tough economy, the top health care concern of families and small businesses is out-of-control cost. Healthcare coverage has become too expensive for too many people. 2 years ago, Washington Democrats pushed through Obamacare and its 2,700 pages with promises that it would fix all this. It did not have popular support. It did not have bipartisan support. But its authors insisted that the president's healthcare law would make healthcare more affordable. And of course, Americans hoped that would be true. Instead, Obamacare has turned out to be the wrong medicine for out-of-control health care costs. The law, as an example, is going to cost nearly twice as much as we were told. People are already paying more for their health care than they were before. And because of health insurance expenses, employers are canceling plans to expand their businesses, which is to say they will not be hiring new workers. With costs going up and too much uncertainty, this $2 trillion takeover will result in more people being pushed out of the plan they enjoy today. The Obama administration has tried all kinds of run-of-the-mill Washington tactics to distract from Obamacare's failures, issuing hundreds of waivers to selected businesses and unions, and spending millions of taxpayer dollars on public relations campaigns. None of this has worked. And now the vast majority of Americans want the Supreme Court to overturn all or part of Obamacare. If that happens, it's important to know that Republicans will not repeat Democrats' mistakes. We will not rush through a massive bill the American people do not support or won't even have time to read to figure out whether they do support. And we won't take our focus off of jobs and the economy. I have practiced medicine for nearly 3 decades, primarily treating the uninsured. I still see patients almost weekly. Good health care starts in a doctor's office, not a Washington back room. It's now clear, if it wasn't already, that containing costs step by step, not expanding government in one fell swoop, is the right approach to health care reform. Families should be able to make their own health care choices, visit the doctor of their choosing, and receive the health care they and their physician feel is best. That means implementing patient-centered solutions that lower cost and restore Americans' freedoms over their healthcare decisions. And again, Republicans continue as promised to focus on helping small businesses create jobs. The most recent jobs report pegged unemployment at 8.2%, much higher than what White House officials said it would be by now with the stimulus in effect. Obamacare, with its fees, tax hikes, and costly mandates, makes this worse. We should seize this opportunity to protect jobs and work together on a step-by-step reform that will do what Obamacare did not do, which is to lower the cost of health care for families and small businesses. This is what Republicans hope to achieve, and we hope to have your support. Thank you for listening, and God bless the United States.